of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. Spirit of Nigeria Radio, our transmission continues this beautiful Sunday evening with Doctor's Round with Dr. A.G. Ahmed. All right, Dr. Ahmed, how are you today? Far away Ottawa, Canada, how is it going there?
Very well, very well. Good to speak with you. Another Sunday, another good information in stock for us. How are you doing? You hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Excellent, excellent. Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you too.
And thank you very much. We have a great guest amongst us today. I'll be introducing him shortly. To give a shout out to the Nigerian government. There's been a lot of movement with regards to COVID vaccine. It's been listed that is a thing of pride, and I'm really proud that we've made such a move. I hope Nigerians are taking COVID vaccine. It is very important. COVID is real. So I hope the people are taking their vaccines. However, whether you receive the first dose, the second dose, or you receive a single dose, but remember, the preventive measures are still very important. They're as important as ever. Wash your hands. Use fish, just keep the distance, avoid crowd. COVID is real. Thank you for today on Doctor's Round. Is a program in partnership in Taught Nigeria and SNR, Spirit of Nigeria Radio. We will be talking about a very important topic as always. We will be looking at pain, what is pain, is the gender difference, what causes of pain, and how to manage pain. A lot of people manage pain in the way they is destructive. As a resident in Aro, traveling between Aro and Lagos, Yaba, and so on and so forth, you find people taking Praga, taking Tylenol, Alabukun, and all the rest of them. This guy coming on knows it all, and he's going to be throwing light on sort of matters and how it affects our life. It's my pleasure to introduce to you Dr. Agbe. I like Agbe, actually, an anesthetist, so I start with pain. He currently practices at St. Thomas Roddick Hospital in Stephenville, Sinew and Canada has been there now for almost 5 years. Dr. Agbejide graduated from Ogun State University, Olabisi Onabanjo University. And practice in so many countries, Nigeria, Saudi Arabia, United Kingdom, until he arrived in cold Canada. I don't know. He would tell us what brought him to Canada and how he's enjoying the snow. He has wide experiences that made many patients, he has made them happy. Julie, welcome to Doctor's Round.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ahmed, and the host, and the presenter. And I really thank you for this opportunity to be able to share my experience on pain management in your radio station. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to welcome you. But let's start from the beginning. You know what? You get people to sleep while they operate on them. You have special interest in pain. You're a pain specialist, in fact. What exactly do you do?
Good. Thank you very much for that. Good question, Dr. Ahmed. Right. Anesthesiologist, as we are commonly called, we do put but it's not only putting patients to sleep for surgical operations that we do. It's not everybody who's going for surgery, and depending on the type of surgery, that goes to sleep. There are some surgeries that we do with neuraxial blocks, such as spinal, and the patients still have their surgery. And pain medicine is a subspecialty of anesthesia. And most specialties have now moved on into specialists developing interest in subspecialties. Pain medicine is one of the subspecialties of anesthesia, such as intensive care medicine, laparoscopic surgeries, perioperative ball or pre-anesthetic assessment. These are all different subspecialties of anesthesia. Chose to be a pain specialist as my subspecialty interest.
Fantastic. Then you're the right person to bring my case to. She's 32 years old, mother of two, with a 16-year history involved in lumbar pain. She experiences cramps and weakness in the left lower extremity. Since COVID, assisted in her lower buttocks and radiates to the left leg, calf, and toe. The pain is worse when she's lying down, flexing, working up the heel, and bending. There's some relief. She engages in periods of stretching. Doc, what's going on?
Right. Thank you, Doc. It's a young lady with chronic low back pain, which is affecting the nerves in the lower back, causing the weakness in the left lower leg. And then also is causing the pain to be radiating down to the left leg, the calf, and the toe. And this pain is getting worse in situations when patient goes into certain positions. This is a very typical example of a patient chronic low back pain, which are almost 100% due to degenerative changes. And these are the bread and butter that in our practice.
Okay, so we're on the way. But let's start from the beginning, because a lot of people are listening to us. Coincidentally, I got a call from somebody who is in Dharma to our program, who incidentally it appears as he practitioners across the country use Dr. Strawn as a point of reference, and that's why we bring evidence-based facts to patients. So start from, you know, what's pain?
Okay. Right. According to the International Association for the Study of Pain, which is IASP, this is an organization that modifies or control the study of pain worldwide. There was a pain by 2000, and it defines pain as an unpleasant sensory and emotional experience or resemblance is associated with actual or potential tissue damage. There are a few words here that are important to emphasize. That pain is an unpleasant sensory. But most patients don't want it. And there is, it is associated. And the longer it takes, the more depressed, the more anxious the patients become. And it is resembling that which is associated with actual or potential tissue damage, meaning that you may have pain, tissue damage, or without. That's my definition of Dr. Yeah, Ahmed.
Thank you very much. So in other words, pain is discomfort that is associated with negative feeling, fear of having need, frustration that it will go away, and sadness that is discomforting.
Yes.
And it can have tissue or no tissue damage. Thank you very much. What are they?
Absolutely, yes. You main types could be acute or chronic. Mm-hmm. The acute pain is usually that which is of relatively brief duration and is usually associated with tissue damage. It generally lasts several minutes or to several days or weeks. It is usually expected to resolve. Remember, can be aided with emotional response such as anxiety or restlessness. Specific examples of acute pain include post-operative pain, soft tissue injuries, visceral colic, sciatica as it's commonly called, in an environment in Nigeria where people the exclusive crisis. Those are examples of acute pain. Chronic pain, on the other hand, is an example of the presentation that you gave me just now, the 32-year-old patient. And this is a pain that lasts more than 3 months beyond the expected course of resolution. Can be as a result of neuronal or CNS abnormality And those are referred to as neuropathic pain because the nerves are involved. Or the pain may be as a result of cancer, which we call malignant pain. It may be associated with chronic disease, for example, rheumatoid arthritis. Persist, such as tetanus, depression, or flat affect. And chronic pain has significant impacts on physical and mental health, family, community, life, society, and the economy. For most people, pain resolves once an injury heals. But the first pain lasts after the physical is repaired. Sound alarm for danger that is present. And this is exactly what is called chronic pain.
Most of the time they say this thing is in your head. It's been really in your head. It's just in your head. It's just in your mind. What's the validity? Well, is there any truth to that?
Yes, it says in your mind. People around don't believe you when you tell them you have pain. And the pain interpretation is taking place inside the brain. So perhaps that's what actually they're referring to. Mm-hmm.
Is there any gender difference in terms of manifestation of pain? Are women more likely? Are guys more likely?
In my practice over the years, I do not think there is any gender difference. The type of pain that you are presenting with, you really. So I do not think that there is any specific gender difference here.
So the fact that Arulogun is from the warrior's home doesn't mean that he will tolerate more pain than Ahmed. Ahmed like me.
Not likely, Dr. Ahmed.
Okay, thank you very much. You're listening to Doctors Radio. We're just saying, Dr. Agbejuli, he has defined what pain is, and he has classified them for us, and he has indicated that, you know, guys and girls, there's no difference in the manifestation of pain. When I'm going to move to other areas, how common is pain?
Almost every person walking on the street has a form of pain or the other. The degree at which they exhibit it or who help depends on the severity as well as the individual pain threshold. Chronic pain affects more than 100 million Americans, more than heart disease, diabetes, and it costs an estimated $600 billion per year. In Canada, 7.6 or 4 Canadians aged or older live with chronic pain. Pain experienced by patients is often diminished or by health, in part due to its invisibility as well as lack of experienced pain specialists.
Pain population.
Well, I would say in Nigerian population, which is still part of the world, the statistics we have is that pain is, especially low back pain, which is this form of chronic pain. 20% of the world population, wow. 20 to 25% of the world chronic pain.
Wow. So if you add acute pain and chronic pain, what percentage of Nigerians will be in pain from the Okada mandate?
You are looking at above 75%, Dr.
Wow.
Ahmed.
Well, wow, this is serious, and about 20% having chronic pain. There's a lot of patients to be attended to.
Absolutely.
This is excellent. Even this is vital because I listen to ourselves when it comes to pain, and it's significant. How pain? How to assess your patient? What do you feel?
Right. There are no physical objective tests of pain. The doctors must rely on the tenders day. Us pain personal experience. There is the assumption that because the measurement is subjective, it must be of little value. There are different measurement scales which we use to estimate the pain, especially either classifying them into mild, moderate, or severe, or using the visual analog scales, you know, going from maybe 0 to 10, the numerical rating scales. But all these measurements are subjective, and it is very, very, very as if to rely on what the patient tells us, because you cannot assume that the patient is not in pain when they are telling you they're in pain.
There's a high degree of subjectivity, i.e., relying on
absolutely
the patient. For adult, I'm taking the pain in terms of sound, right? So the assessment of pain itself can be subjective, and you give deference to the patient. But what about the assessment? Do you go further as a pain specialist to look at the underlying cause and do some other investigation?
This is, you know, the patient is managed, all together, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm managing the pain depends on the type of pain that you're managing here. So I will talk about acute pain first. Acute pain management, you know, can be done by most doctors by getting adequate history, physical examination. Then has a fracture. The cause of the pain is due to the fracture. So if you can manage to reduce the fracture, then the pain is going to be less. So that's an acute pain sorted. Now, the use of the WHO analgesic ladder is very, very simple tool, which...
What you're talking about, Jesse?
Okay. Oh, sorry, Dr. Ahmed. Forgotten that we got some patients, some people who are not... okay, right. Analgesic means pain control. Pain control. So let's take a pain ladder, yeah? This ladder is used to treat most acute pain, and it involves paracetamol, as it is called in some countries, Panadol, as it is called in some other countries, Tylenol, as it is called in some other countries here, okay, in conjunction with anti-inflammatories such as ibuprofen, Voltaren, aspirin, Beatrice, yeah, and so many other ones like that. Usually, in those patients who can tolerate those type of medications, in my practice, I really use those type of medications for my patients because of the side effects with them. And when you start
I'm
with those medications,
you've mentioned a number of medications.
Yes.
Let's stick with acupuncture for a moment. You've mentioned a number of medications, and I bet I'll go to John, the corner side, or Mr. Francis. I'm going to use medication. What's the problem? Why do I need to come to you for that? Or do I need to come to you for acute pain?
Yeah, you really need to come to me. Oh, before you go to the shop.
Yeah, convince me.
That patient will be damaging themselves because they will not know the appropriate way to use those medications. Okay, and you know, you get all these people going about and packing all sort of medications for people because they have is commonly jedi. Yeah, because jedi, I don't know what jedi, what they interpret as jedi is, as in somebody taking too much sugar. But low back pain here that they are referring to, it's not actually anything to do with jedi, you know. And have people going about on their bicycle or going on their feet about all this. And you know, giving them all concoction, and they just throw everything into their mouth.
Yeah,
and all these damages their kidneys, their liver, and everything is, all the organs is damaged. You know, so this is why I will not advise you to go to that corner shop before talking to you.
So we're going to do something now. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, you will share your thoughts on acute pain, and I want us to also talk about chronic pain and the best way to manage that, because that is a major problem with 20% of individuals suffering it. We're going to take a short break, musical interlude. Remember, you're still on Doctor's Round on Spirit of Nigerian Radio. Feel free to call in your question. This is the program for you. You can ask the question. I'll be taking question at any time during the course of.
Dollar.
Dr. Jordan, Dr. A.G. Ahmed, and some music that will ensure that if you dance it at least, so you will know that the worst pain can be resolved quickly if you just do some of that dancing. Over to you, Dr. A.G.
You bet. You bet. You bet. You got to shake it out. I was just doing that, right? I haven't been on this desk for some time now. Before we go ahead, I just have a question that came in from Abuja. How do you rationalize people who are in this poem? How do you rationalize? Is there a scientific basis to that?
There is no scientific basis to immunity to pain. Yeah, everybody has pain and feels pain, and the degree by which each and every person exhibits differs. There are some people who have threshold to pain, and those who have high threshold to pain. So there is nothing like pain.
Thank you very much. That set is quite clear. That is, we have variable threshold, but really, we do not have absolute no pain. Okay, you were talking about management of acute pain. You talk about pain reliever, move to other modalities of before we go to chronic pain. But
thank you. So we've almost exhausted the management of acute pain. Arising from post-operative surgery usually can be dealt with by the anesthetist or usually the part of practice. And most of the time, as anesthetist, we do combine the anesthesia with nerve blocks so that it can reduce the patient. And usually also, the more the number of days after the initial incident or the initial insult or the initial potential tissue damage occurs, the less pain. So that's usually the case with even after any incident like that, like fractures. Once the fracture is reduced, then the pain continues to be less and less. So moving on to chronic pain is the difficult to manage, because managing chronic pain depends on whether we understand the biopsychosocial framework. That means the biological cause of the pain, the psychological and the social effects of the chronic pain. And like I said earlier, that chronic pain, because it lasts longer than we expect, always with anxiety, depression, lots of other problems. And when we want to treat this pain, we need to understand that all those aspects have got to be taken care of. Because if those aspects are not taken care of, then the patient is not going to be well managed. The pain be better. So, an physician, you want to make sure that your patient gets better, but you got to treat them properly. So, the first consultation of these patients with chronic pain, you need time for those patients. You spend time with them. It is not a consultation that you are going to rush. If you are going to do that, then the patient is not going to get better. If the patient is going to come and you cure it, then let them go out of your room, then the patient is not going to get better.
I understand.
If you don't
I understand that you physicians don't pay enough attention these days, that even nurses yes. and physiotherapists listen longer. So what you're saying is that we need to listen to our patient and physicians need to listen to their patient.
Absolutely, Dr.
And
Amen.
If you're taking it from what we've said before, if your physician is not listening, you're going to be inside of, tell the guy, listen to me, Dr. Adewale, I have not finished. It's within your right. Sorry, I have to put that in there.
Yes, you
because
are correct.
This is to
you
empower patient.
You are
Thank
correct.
You.
And, so I'm just going to talk about the history taking. When you are taking history from a patient who has chronic pain, you got to ask about the history of this pain. You got to ask about illness, diabetes, find out about the mood of this family.
All right, it's still Spirit of Nigeria Radio. We just lost connection there. I think the internet is playing up. All right, when we come back, I'm sure we'll have established connection. Hold on. Still, Doctor's Round on Spirit of Nigeria Radio.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
And you're going to look for deformities such as leg length deformities. You observe for obesity, patients who are overweight. You're going to find out all done so that you can completely. And you go into your investigations. Investigations most of the time can be radiological, and these are CT scan, MRI, or plain X-rays. Depending on what you are looking for, plain X-rays don't tell us what is happening with nerves. You need investigations such as the MRI or the CT scan. Then you go into the treatment. The treatment plan is including explanation and education of your patient about their pathology. And you got to advise those patients factors as option. Cessation, controlling their diabetes if they are diabetic, because if a chronic patient who has got diabetes and you are not controlling the diabetes, you're not going to make the pain better.
Yeah.
And you advise the patients about physiotherapy, about medications, any nerve blocks that you can provide, and also referral to other multidisciplinary team, such as physiotherapy, occupational therapist, psychologist, psychiatrist, even. and then you regularly follow these patients.
Thank you very much. There's a question here that just came in. And this question relates to the advice you will have for those who pop pills. A lot of patients, what advice do you have for individuals who pop pills? So if you can just clear that.
Okay. Pop pills as in pills that were prescribed to you by your physician or pills that you go as yourself to go and source. There are differences between the two. So, but are two of them. So, these who pop pills because they think that they want to self-medicate themselves, that is wrong. So it is not advisable to do such things because you will be damaging yourself more than you can help yourself. If you are going to pop pills based on the advice that has been given you by your physician, that is actually the right thing to do. So you cannot any more pain than what in us to be.
Thank you very much. Still talking about pain, chronic and acute, and the number to call is 234-75-320-1010. I repeat, plus 234-75-320-1010 with your questions. Another question before you proceed, Doc. What solution of psychological make of an individual?
Right. The contribution of an of the psychological contribution of an individual plays a very significant role in your pain management. So patients who are already depressed or having anxiety, and on top of that, having pain, we find out that the pain becomes very difficult to manage if the depression and anxiety are not well managed.
Thank you very much. We're having a lot of questions here. Here's the question that came in from Kano. And this individual is asking, I miss a lot of when I'm typing. But I think what they were asking here is, what role does opiate play in the management of patients with chronic pain? Is there a role?
Opioids has no role in management of chronic non-cancer pain. Okay? So most patients who are on strong opioids, we do not usually recommend them for management of chronic non-cancer pain. So usually we recommend a multidisciplinary which includes mostly physiotherapy, managing the risk factors, medications, and interventions, if any, and referral to other aspects of the multidisciplinary team.
So it's a multidisciplinary approach. Is that a luxury? Is that a luxury of where you practiced? How readily accessible are other members of this multidisciplinary team if you were practicing in Nigeria? So, Rosie, what you're saying, is this practicable?
Well, there's no reason why it should not be practicable, really. The first thing is for the pain specialist to recognize that, I'm not going to say to recognize, but as a pain specialist, that is supposed to be part of the members of multidisciplinary team. And parts of the multidisciplinary team are readily available all over the world. And they are supposed to be members of your team in managing these patients. In my practice in the UK, all these are readily available. Even in Canada here, similarly. So there is reason why it would not be the same in Nigeria. So
every reason. I beg to differ, doctor. There's every reason why it would not be available. How many pain specialists are there in Nigeria itself?
Yeah, that is the big question, really.
So maybe what I'm
not sure.
That would be another.
I'm just discussion for another time.
Yeah.
Pardon?
That to be another discussion for another day, but I'm calling on you as a Nigerian pain specialist that yes. You organize training and start giving back and having people understand pain and know the basic assessment skill so that they can start practicing it. So this is the opportunity here to have this discussion and get us to start thinking about what to do to that. But I won't on that one today. I have another question for is my husband is 45 years old. He had a pain after a fall in our new home. Has been complaining of lower back pain now. Lower back pain that has not responded. We've been we've prayed about it. We've had people to assist her with the pain. The doctors don't know what to do. Do you have advice? 45-year-old chronic pain that has not responded to treatment.
Okay, right. This type of patient, we need to find out first of all, what treatment has this patient had. You said the question here is saying that the patient has not responded to treatment. To what treatment is that? So that we need to know that. So has this patient been having or not? So that needs to be found out. What are the risk factors involved here? Is this patient overweight? Is this patient smoking? Yeah. So we need to find out all that. Is this patient diabetic? In addition to it, all the other risk factors. There are some patients who have any of those risk factors, but the pain is just as a result of wear and tear, basically, as I explained to my patient. So some of them come, without any of those risk factors that I list for them. And yet they're still in chronic pain. So the most important thing to do this has been asked questions about is regular exercise, simple pain medications. But that has to be done in conjunction with your doctor. So as I mentioned, your doctor needs to start with the simplifications.
Okay.
I'm happy for any of the any Nigeria who wants to ask any question about pain management from me. So Dr. Ahmed, give my email address to anyone later on. If they want to ask any questions, and even my telephone number, but it's only for serious. I don't want any of those who are doing any shady deals. I don't want any people to be those scammers to phone in me.
All right. We have great physicians in Nigeria. They're doing their best under the circumstances, and they're getting second opinion. This is the opportunity. Our president has certified that you can go for second opinion. He's now receiving second opinion, and you have offered to give a second opinion.
Oh, yes.
Limited second opinion. Thank you very much. We have another question here.
Yeah.
We're running out of time. I have lots of questions here that I'd like you to talk about. You've talked about some of the sequelae of chronic pain. Is there any complication associated with untreated chronic pain? That you mentioned?
Okay, the common sequelae, some of them I've already mentioned, but I'll just quickly run through them. Lack of function, inability to work, lack of sleep, anxiety, depression, drug abuse, especially opioid in bracket, drug abuse, adverse effects of the medications and other treatment that have been taken, income, family dissociation, disability, fear avoidance, poor quality of life, stigmatization and isolation. Catastrophizing here, patients having the belief that, you know, the pain that they're suffering is going to kill them, or it's going to get worse, and it's going to become untreatable. That's exactly what catastrophizing is.
These are some of the complications associated with chronic pain. So just like Amina's husband, if I were to have chronic pain, what are the expectations? I want to be able to ask questions. What are my expectations as a patient with chronic pain of my doctor, of the group that treat me?
Right. In my experience managing pain patients over the years, the ultimate expectation of most patients is to get rid of their pain.
Yep.
And most of the time, this doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. As a pain specialist, the evidence there is that if you can achieve 30% control of your patient's pain, then you have done very, very well.
Wow.
So if your patient is on the numerical rating scale is numbering, you're now giving me 10 out of 10. If I can get your patient's numerical rating scale down to 7 out of 10, then I've done exceedingly. And that's to show us that pain, especially chronic pain, is not likely to go away. I always joke with my patients, you know, that who comes with chronic degenerative lumbar pain, blowback pain. And I say, this pain is not likely to go away, but if you know somebody who can give you a brand new spine like this, like, because I always educate my patients using a skeleton. I always have a skeleton in my office. So, and I educate them and show them exactly where the problems are. And I say, so the only way you can get rid of this pain is if you know somebody who can give you a brand new spine. So it is always important that you get to know the expectation of your patient during consultation and educate them about what is realistic and unrealistic in their expectation. Thank you.
That is very important, because at the end of the day, if there's a discordance between what you can do and what the patient expect, there's bound to be frustration, and that's on top of other negative emotions like anxiety, depression, Absolutely. And so on. So
they don't trust you anymore.
Right. So basically, I think the takeaway from me in terms of prognosis, yeah, it looks frightening, but if you can reduce pain by 30% and improve the quality of life of the patient, you've done a great job. Are there other myths about chronic pain? Well, we have a few more minutes to go, just about 1 minute.
Few more minutes. I'm going to run them quickly, yeah. The myths in my experience of doing this job for so many, the first one is about cure, right? And I just talked about that when we were talking about the expectation.
Right.
So for chronic pain, but okay. Management.
Cure.
No manage.
Next.
Now, the second myth pain management is that medications that for pain has got to be taken regularly.
Okay.
There is no place for PRN as in take when needed medication.
Okay. I've just and been warned, doctor, and I'm sorry to do this to you, and I promise that I'll get you back here because you're touching on something very important. But I've been warned by the producer here that we're running out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, this is another day. We've come to the end of this program. Happy Easter to you all. Doctor's Round will be back next week on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, and we'll be discussing another fascinating topic. Dr. Agbejuli, thank you. But I'll be bringing you back. You know that. When I come to Newfoundland, we'll talk some more about it. Listeners, next week, we hope to see you again, 7 o'clock Nigerian time and 2 o'clock in Ottawa. And please keep well, keep safe, keep listening to the Spirit of Nigerian Radio, and we'll bring you up to speed on all the facts with regards to all right. health.
Thank you
we
very
are
much.
Your friends in health. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. A.G., all the way from Ottawa, Canada. And also would like to thank your guest, Dr. Olayinka Agbejuli. It's been a very wonderful episode and exposition on pain and pain management. All right, Dr. Zwan will be back on Spirit of Nigeria Radio Sunday, 7 p.m. Nigeria time. And of course, Dr. AG will be here again. All right, see you guys next week. Enjoy the holidays.
Ciao. We'll be right back.
Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.